Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Coming up at 5:05. Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard is going to join us, talk a little bit about National Police Week. That's what's going on this week. Continuing to monitor the counting for Lieutenant Governor. And I'm happy to say that Glenn Youngkin, who was successful yesterday, is joining us now. Glenn, thank you for being here.
It's great to be with you. It's a beautiful day in Virginia, and I'm excited to be the Republican nominee for governor.
Well, I think there are a lot of us who are excited that you are the Republican nominee for governor.
Well, thank you for that. I think we've got an enormous amount of momentum coming out of the convention, and the Republican Party is coming together like never before, and we're absolutely poised, ready, and moving to go win this in November. There's a big difference between what Terry McAuliffe and his political legacy is absolutely trying to convince Virginians is the right way and what I stand for. And this is going to be a clear distinction. I mean, Terry absolutely wants to get rid of right to work and take Virginia's business in a completely different direction. I want to build back our economy. I absolutely want to have a job engine that's cranking. I want to make sure that our cost of living is down. Terry, of course, wants to make sure that our schools are going to teach our kids what to think. And I want to make sure our schools are teaching our kids how to think, including accelerated math classes. And Terry, of course, wants to make sure that law enforcement is not funded. And, oh, by the way, the qualified immunity goes away. And that's no way to build the nation's best law enforcement capabilities. And we have to fund them. We have to keep qualified immunity. We have to make sure that our experienced law enforcement officers are on duty and maintain their role in leading. And this is the new Virginia. And I'm so excited about having the opportunity to not just run for governor, but to absolutely make sure that all Virginians understand the big distinction between what the left, liberal, Terry McAuliffe wing of the Democrat Party is trying to convince us all is right, and what Virginians think. Because I've heard it from Republicans and independents and from Democrats that we cannot afford a third term of the McAuliffe-Northam administration. So I'm so excited to be ready to lead. I'm ready to serve, and I'm humbled by this honor to be the Republican nominee.
Let's talk a little bit about the campaign. You had a number of very passionate, very forceful opponents also seeking the Republican nomination. Just about everybody at this point has come on board and said, yep, we want to do what we can to help Glenn Youngkin. Are you going to ask them to go out and traverse the Commonwealth and speak to those who were their supporters and get them on Team Youngkin?
Absolutely. In fact, we're having an event later this afternoon in Richmond, and lots of people are going to be here, including Pete and Kirk and Sergio. I talked to Amanda this morning. She's actually off with her husband, appropriately so. She's run really hard, and I'm glad she's having a chance with her lovely husband to spend some time together. So we're going to bring everybody together, and we're going to get this done the right way, which is as Republicans, one party. With independents and Democrats coming with us, because this is a time for us to unify as Virginians and win back the fact that our governor is a leader that needs to take us to a new place. And the new place is putting Virginia back where she belongs, as the best state in America to live and work and raise a family.
Glenn Youngkin is joining us. He is the Republican Party nominee for governor this November. Let's talk about the challenges, Glenn, because invariably through the last 12 years, as we in the Republican Party have been wandering in the political wilderness, it seems, we've been told there's just no way for a Republican to win in Northern Virginia. You take exception to that, don't you?
I do. I think the Republican Party, sadly, has just been running an outdated playbook for a long time. And so we started right from the beginning reaching into the minority communities, which is the majority community in Northern Virginia today. We brought women back into the Republican Party through our Women for Glenn initiative. We've had coalitions, Black Virginians for Glenn. And I've actually spent time in Jackson Ward talking to community leaders in Jackson Ward and Richmond about what a Republican governor's look like, as opposed to what Terry McAuliffe and the left liberals want to do, which is to absolutely keep everybody under government control as opposed to liberating people's ambitions and letting them run as fast as they can run. And so this has been hugely encouraging, and this has been the problem with the Republican Party of the past, but not the problem with the Republican Party of the future.
You know, one of the folks that was in town last week was on this program was Senator Ted Cruz, who spoke so glowingly of you. I'm curious, are you going to be going through the Rolodex and asking Senator Cruz and a few of your other pals to come out and voice some support?
Absolutely, and what's been wonderful is two things. First, the recognition that, in fact, this is a national spotlight on Virginia right now. Mm-hmm. There's only two statewide elections this year, New Jersey and Virginia. And the country recognizes how important it is for everyone to realize that where leadership in Washington and where the McAuliffe-Northam administration has taken us is so far left, it's fallen off the map. And that, in fact, across America, there's a moment here for us to unify and say, no, that's not the direction we want. And so that's why we're getting so much national support. And I think, second of all, people recognize Virginia is important. I mean, we forever have been one of the greatest states in America. I mean, the founding of this country is on the principles that were set forth by Thomas Jefferson in our Declaration of Independence, that we are all created equal, and that by in our Constitution, where James Madison actually laid out how we are going to have balanced government and a real constitutional framework on how we're going to do things. And oh, by the way, without Patrick Henry standing up and saying that without a Bill of Rights, we will not ratify that Constitution, here use Virginia's, we wouldn't have a Bill of Rights today. And so here everybody's recognizing that Virginia's role is one of great importance, and I am so honored to have the job of being the Republican nominee for governor, and then with the real expectation based on everything we're seeing that I'm going to serve as Virginia's next governor and lead us forward to a new day.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned, Glenn, and it just warmed my heart to hear you talking about independents and Democrats, unaffiliated folks. There are certain basic issues such as this bizarre philosophy that has taken hold at the Virginia Parole Board, as an example, that we're going to release murderers and rapists and the worst of the worst. That ought not be a left or right wing Democrat or Republican issue. That's just good common sense that we don't want these predators back in our community. And then that's a message that everybody needs to hear and respond to.
You're absolutely. It seems that Terry McAuliffe and Ralph Northam checked common sense at the door. And this is why I quit my job last summer. And this is why we've been running so hard, is because we have to restore just a sense of common sense into what we're talking about. I mean, let's think about this. We're going to make Virginia great by our business community great by getting rid of right to work and forcing everybody to unionize or give workers choice, the free choice to actually choose whether they want to be part of a union or not. We're going to actually take our schools and keep them closed. And we're going to force the kids to actually be divided into groups and not like one another. Or we're going to allow the kids to run as fast as they can and take accelerated math and actually celebrate what we have in common as opposed to what divides us. And by the way, keep our schools open. Or we're going to defund our police or invest in our police. Or we're going to have a parole board that actually takes folks that have been sentenced to life without parole and violate all the rules and then, in fact, try to cover it up and then fire the person who's the whistleblower and it, and actually try to put pressure on the Inspector General who wrote the report in order to not have a fully clearing investigation. Friends, this is exactly what everybody hates about politics. This is what the Terry McAuliffe lifelong dynasty of politics from the Clintons all the way through represents. And this is why folks are so excited to have an outsider who doesn't bring any of that baggage, brings clear common sense thinking. And oh, by the way, I have a career of getting things done. And that's what I'm going to bring into this office. And this is why we've seen so much support. There's something special happening in Virginia right now. We all feel it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Glenn. Not to make any suggestions, but you'll probably be looking for a public safety secretary. That investigator who curbed Jennifer Machete would be an excellent, excellent person in that role. That's all. You don't have to commit, but I just wanted to put that.
That's fine. You know what? One of the things that I've learned in life is I take coaching well. So thank you for that good idea.
So, Glenn, as Virginia gets ready to run on Youngkin, I'm sorry, I'm a New England guy at heart. Tell me, for folks who want to get on board, they want to volunteer, they want to donate, what's the best way for them to do that?
Best way is to come to our website, which is Youngkin for Governor. So Youngkin for Governor.com. There's places to sign up to be volunteers. There's places you can sign up to donate. You can send us an email there, and we'll absolutely get you engaged. As I said, something special is happening in Virginia. We can all feel it.
Yeah.
And there is a groundswell of support, and we would love to have everyone engaged. I have got Democrats who are working with us, independents that are working with us, of course, loads of Republicans, because we all recognize that the future of Virginia is not what Terry McAuliffe represents. It's absolutely a free and open and liberated Virginia where we can fulfill our dreams. And by the way, families want to stay here. Kids who graduate from our great community colleges or go to our trade schools can find more jobs than they could possibly dream of. And that Virginia becomes, what I've said over and over again, the best place in America to live and work and raise a family.
I love it. Well, listen, we're going to have you back many, many times. Congratulations on a hard-fought win, and look forward to talking to you again as we move forward.
I greatly appreciate being on the show. You know that, and I'm here anytime that you will have me, and I hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. That is Glenn Youngkin. He is the Republican nominee for governor, and I think his vision, I think his plans are what Virginians want to hear. And I'm going to offer a bit of advice to some people I've seen on social media today who are already firmly convinced that they just won't vote for Youngkin. I'll give you a little piece of advice in just a couple of moments. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.